With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Florida Senator Rick Scott throws his hat into the ring to replace Mitch McConnell when the Kentucky senator steps down as party leader later this year.
I'm really worried about our country.
For starters, Scott says he's concerned about the nearly $35 trillion national debt.
Our border's wide open. Our foreign policy is a disaster.
Scott calls himself a turnaround guy in business and politics and says change is right around the corner.
Trump's going to win. I want to be his partner to dramatically change this country.
Scott, one of three GOP senators hoping to replace McConnell when he steps down as party leader in November. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Other possibilities for the leadership post include Senators John Thune, John Barrasso, and John Cornyn. Also at SRNNews.com, forecasters say they're expecting an active Atlantic hurricane season.
Ocean heat and La Nina likely mean more Atlantic hurricanes this season.
This season is looking to be an extraordinary one in a number of ways.
NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad.
There's an 85% chance of an above normal season, a 10% chance of a near normal season, and a 5% chance of a below normal season.
That prediction partly due to a brewing La Nina, which tends to turbocharge Atlantic storm activity. The weather agency predicts between 17 and 25 named storms, with 4 to 7 of them becoming major hurricanes. I'm Shelley Adler.
Justice Department is suing Ticketmaster and its parent company, accusing them of running an illegal monopoly over live events in America. The complaint filed Thursday in Manhattan asked a court to break up the system that drives up prices. California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a new law that allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions for their patients in California. This is SRN News. Well, gambling is getting out of control.
And young people are being ensnared faster than any other group. According to research by the NCAA, nearly 75% of college-age adults placed a wager in the past year, and 14% bet several times a week, some losing hundreds of dollars regularly. Clergymen, Christian leaders, and social scientists warn that unfettered gambling powered by the Internet would eventually bring a wave of human tragedy crashing on America's shores. Polls indicate that wave is approaching fast now. It's unclear what a generation raised on rampant betting will look like. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster signs into law a ban on sex change operations for kids. The measure makes South Carolina the 25th state to restrict or ban such procedures for anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. Many passengers on the Singapore Airlines flight from London to Singapore earlier this week remain in serious condition.
A Bangkok hospital has said that the most seriously injured people from a turbulence-hit flight going from London to Singapore need spinal operations. One person died and over a dozen people remained in intensive care following the Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence. The plane descended following turbulent weather over the Andaman Sea. Arriving in Sydney, passenger Beverly Mayers recalled the panic in the plane.
The whole plane was shuddering, and you think it's going to land on land, in the water, is it going to crack up?
Mayers said she just wants to be near her family now. I'm Karen Chamas.
The busy summer travel season gets underway this Memorial Day weekend. The head of TSA says this will be the busiest summer travel season on record, with over 18 million people expected to be screened from now to May 29th. More details at SRNNews.com.